Hello, and welcome to the Evie Prince Series podcast. My name is Victoria Wright, inspirational writer and author of the Evie Prince Series, a trilogy of books that tells the story of a 40-something woman named Evie Prince who experiences a life-altering spiritual awakening. Evie's awakening causes her to question her life and seek answers. As a result, she finds herself in a place that she never thought she would be. Single, unemployed, and completely unsure of what to do next. This will not be your usual podcast. In each episode, I will read a chapter, then highlight key reminders that were included to help you, as they have helped me, on your journey of discovery and remembering what you know to be true, but have chosen to forget. To learn more about me in the series, please visit www.healingwords.online. Welcome back to One Deep Breath, a novel of truth and knowing. Written and narrated by Victoria Wright. Copyright 2022 by Victoria Wright. Today's episode is Chapter 13, Cared For. After 35 hours of flying, I finally arrived at the Denpasar International Airport in Bali. As the glass doors slid open for me to exit, I was immediately hit with humidity, making it hard to take a breath, and the vibrancy of the colors caused me to dart my eyes everywhere. Blues like I'd never seen before. The multicolored architecture and the warm faces of the Balinese people erased the long hours on the plane and filled me with excitement for what was to come. My gaping mouth must have been a dead giveaway that this was my first trip to Bali. Outside of the airport were multiple people holding signs with names of passengers. As I scanned them, a young man with a gorgeous smile lifted his sign as if to ask, "Is this you?" I looked at the sign, and to my pleasant surprise, it said, "Evie Prince." I smiled, pointed at myself, and nodded. "Welcome, Miss Prince. My name is Weyon." I soon learned that Weyon was a common name, thus one that I would not forget. "Hello. Please, may I take your bags?" I slid my roller bag over to him, and then he gestured for my backpack, but I shook my head. "Please, follow me." Weyon took me to a hotel car. He helped me in, then puts my bag in the trunk. "I will take you to the hotel now. It should take us just a few minutes." The scenery was spectacular. Again, the vibrancy of the colors was awe-inspiring. Granted, I lived on a beautiful island, but these colors? They were just at a completely different level of intensity. True to his word, Weyon slowly pulled into a cobbled stone driveway. The hotel entry seemed to blend into the scenery. The wood, glass, and marble were magnificent accents to the blue-green water and the swaying palm trees. Weyon collected my bag and escorted me into the hotel. There was a faint smell of gardenia in the air that put me in a peaceful state. "Miss Prince, please." Weyon motioned for me to take a seat while he checked me in. When he came back, he told me, "Mr. Pratama would like to meet with you in a few hours for dinner. Please meet him here in the lobby by 6 o'clock. You will join him at his newest hotel to view your painting and have dinner." "Thank you, Weyon. Your hospitality is impeccable." Weyon bowed his head. "I will be your driver during your stay here in Bali. If you need anything, please ring down to the front desk and they or I will assist you." A young woman from the front desk came over to me, key in hand, and then she escorted me to my room. Down a short hallway was a beautifully ornate door. She unlocked it, then allowed me to walk through first.
OMG! This is spectacular!
I said to myself. Or I hoped I said it to myself. By her smile, I figured I'd actually said it out loud. After she gave me a tour of the suite, she smiled as she closed the door. When I knew she had walked far enough away, I squealed and jumped up and down like a little trick dog. I couldn't believe that this was where I would be staying. Everything was so perfect, and I almost didn't want to touch a thing. And the pool, right off of the bedroom, was the icing on the cake. What? This was amazing. I took a photo of every inch of the suite so that I could send it back to Hendrik and Granddad. Once I calmed down, unpacked my things and took a quick shower, I went outside to just be in the moment. Sitting with the sun on my face grounded me instantly, allowing me to slip quickly into meditation. Evie, feel and enjoy, played over and over in my head. At 6 o'clock sharp, I was in the lobby where I noticed Weyon standing in front of the hotel car. He then opened the door for a well-dressed, middle-aged man who rushed toward me.
Miss Prince, so very nice to meet you. I am Weyon Pratama.
Mr. Pratama, it is wonderful to meet you, and thank you for the opportunity to visit your beautiful island. Please, call me Evie.
It is my pleasure. Your talent has put many eyes on my newest hotel, and I appreciate that. Please, let me take you to dinner,
Mr. Pratama said as he started to guide me towards the car.
I owned several hotels in Bali and throughout Indonesia, Mr. Pratama explained on the way to his newest hotel. The hotel you are staying in is my favorite. I wanted to give you the real Bali experience. My newest hotel is a bit different. As you will see, it is very modern and is in a more populated area. The audience for this new property is younger and single versus family or honeymooners. Your painting has caused such a stir with the guests that their desire to share everything on social media has provided much more publicity than I would have ever hoped for.
That is wonderful! I am so pleased that your guests have enjoyed the piece.
We drove a few more minutes and I could feel the energy of the area change. There was definitely a different vibe to this section of Bali. The pace seemed to quicken. People were everywhere. The lights, traffic, and the sounds of the city filled me with anticipation. Weyon slowed, pulling the car up to the front of the hotel, where an older woman with the most piercing green eyes greeted me.
Mr. Pratama, your table is waiting.
Thank you, Ni Putu. Please meet Evie Prince.
Miss Prince, it is nice to meet you. I have your itinerary for the rest of your stay.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Don't worry about that now, Evie. We will have a wonderful dinner. Then Ni Putu will join us again and run through the press tour with both of us.
As we walked through the lobby, Mr. Pratama stopped and pointed to my painting. I looked up and gasped. Seeing it in its home gave the painting a new energy. I still saw the emotion, but it somehow looked different. Mr. Pratama laughed when he heard my gasp.
That has been the reaction of everyone who looks at this painting.
Well, it definitely looks different here than it did back home in my studio, I admitted. Dinner was exquisite. We had multiple small plates filled with skewered spice meat, babi guling, or roasted pork, lawar, a meat, vegetable and coconut dish, and urab, a traditional vegetable salad. For dessert, we had laklak, a rice flour and coconut milk pancake served with sugar, grated coconut, and ice cream.
Mr. Pratama, dinner was delicious. Thank you.
Of course.
I am so glad you enjoyed our traditional foods.
Moments later, Niputu joined us.
Mr. Pratama and Miss Prince, the next few days will be very busy. You have interviews with several art magazines, the local newspaper, one radio interview, and a television morning program.
Unfortunately, Miss Prince, I could only get you an afternoon and evening free to sightsee.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. I understand the importance of these interviews, and I know this will not be my last visit to Bali.
Niputu handed me a large envelope.
All the information you will need to prepare for the next few days is in here. Please be in the lobby by the scheduled time, and Weyan will drive you to each of your appointments. He is a wonderful tour guide, so I am sure he will show you the sights if time permits.
Thank you, Niputu, and thank you, Evie, for your willingness to join me on this press tour.
Honestly, this is the most exciting thing that I have ever done. It is my pleasure.
Niputu smiled.
One last thing, Miss Prince. Ni Kadek and Yeoman from the Best Bali magazine would like to show you around on your free day. If you are interested, I will confirm that with them and arrange for your pickup.
Oh, yes. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
After a long day and a half of travel, an evening of amazing food and scenery, I was ready to sleep. Back in my room, I sent both Hendrik and Granddad a text telling them about my day and shared some photos. Even though I wanted to enjoy my suite more, all I could do was change my clothes, wash up, and get in the bed that seemed like a cloud draped in sheer curtains. I happily floated off to sleep.
Beep, 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 beep.
I woke with a start, looking around, not really processing where I was. I hit the clock next to the bed, but it didn't stop the beeping noise. Then I sat up and realized it was the phone.
Hello?
I slowly croaked out. Miss Prince, this is your 7 o'clock wake-up call. It will be 28 degrees Celsius or 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Have a pleasant day.
Thank you.
I hung up the phone and lay back down. No, Evie, get up. The bed was a trap. A luxuriously comfortable trap. After a brief meditation outside and a shower, I got dressed in a simple, colorful dress and a light scarf. If Bali was like the United States, it seemed like we always kept our air conditioning up so high that you would freeze inside. Huh. I wonder if they even used air conditioning since everything was so open. Oh well, I brought the scarf just in case. Placing the itinerary envelope in my backpack, I then headed to the restaurant for breakfast.
Good morning, Miss Prince. May I bring you breakfast?
Everyone was so cordial and accommodating.
Yes, thank you.
The young woman turned and walked away. A few minutes later, she returned with a tray of coffee, juice, and nasi goreng, which was the Balinese version of fried rice with fresh vegetables. Not what I was used to for breakfast, but it looked and smelled amazing. As I enjoyed my breakfast, I took out the packet of information that Niputu had given me. Today was a busy one. A radio and two magazine interviews. Wow, she even had sample questions for me. Nothing seemed too out of the ordinary, so I felt comfortable with the day. I was so busy eating and going through the interview information that I hadn't even tried my coffee yet. It smelled different. When I took a sip, it was almost as magical as Hendrik's coffee. Yum. This could really become a habit. I finished just in time to meet Weyan out front of the hotel. He was waiting by the car for me.
Good morning, Miss Prince.
Good morning, Weyan, and please call me Evie.
He slowly pulled away from the hotel and told me that we had a little bit of a longer ride this morning. How was the hotel and your night's rest?
Everything here has been amazing. Even the coffee. Thank you, I complimented.
Oh, so you like our coffee. I am glad to hear that. We are well known for our coffee. It is very special.
How so?
Our coffee is called Kopi Luwak. The coffee beans have been digested by an animal called the palm civet, then excreted.
I'm sorry. Did you just say that the bean was eaten, then excreted by a small animal?
Exactly. Don't worry. It is very safe.
Oh, okay, I said suspiciously. As we drove, Weyon pointed out interesting sights, like the Sanur Beach and the Hindu Gao Lawa Temple. Finally, we arrived at our first stop of the day, a local radio station that catered to the 20-something population. Weyon parked the car and then escorted me into the building. Once inside, I was ushered into the studio, where two young men were seated around a microphone. One was reading a script while the other looked at me and smiled.
Welcome back to Bali Radio. We are joined this morning by Miss Evie Prince, artist extraordinaire, whose painting at the newest Bali downtown hotel has received a lot of attention.
Good morning, Miss Prince. My name is Weyon.
And I am Made. Welcome, his partner announced.
Good morning, and thank you both for having me here today.
So let's jump right in. Your piece conveys a lot of emotion. Can you tell us what was your inspiration?
I smiled at the simple question. I use painting to help me work through my emotions. This painting highlights emotions that have been with me for most of my life that were not helping me. The painting depicts those emotions and ultimately the release and resolution of them.
Very interesting. I read in the Best Bali magazine that you use a special technique. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Made asked. I chuckled, then cleared my throat. I like to call it the something-something technique. Unlike most, I paint what I feel, not necessarily what I see. I take the emotion and put it on the canvas versus the actual detail of the inspiration for the painting.
Oh, so that is why I felt so much emotion when I saw your painting,
Weyon added. The rest of the interview went by quickly, and then I was back in the car heading to the next appointment.
Miss Evie, are you pleased with how it went?
I grinned. Yes, actually, I'm very pleased.
Are you hungry? We can stop at a roadside stand and grab some nasi goreng.
Oh, I had that for breakfast.
Weyon smiled. Yes, we eat that often, sometimes 3 times a day.
Huh. Sure, I'm game.
Great. I know a wonderful stand.
Within a few minutes, Weyon pulled the car over and jumped out to buy us lunch.
We can eat at the beach if you would like.
Oh, yes, please. Even though I had the same thing for breakfast, it was equally as good for lunch. The view of the beach was breathtaking. The water was so clear and the sun was not too hot. It felt so tranquil. Before getting back in the car, I took a few photos, then asked Weyon if he would take a photo of me. He blushed, then finally agreed.
Say cheese.
Cheese! The remaining interviews went smoothly, and just like that, the day was over.
Miss Evie, we have arrived.
Weyon could tell I was tired, maybe because I was dozing off in the back seat. Oh, thank you. I tried to sound like I had been awake, but I could tell it didn't work.
Miss Evie, may I suggest you order room service tonight? They will set it up by the pool so you can relax.
That is an amazing idea. Thank you, Weyon.
Have a wonderful evening, and I will see you tomorrow.
Taking Weyon's suggestion, when I got back to the room, I ordered room service. Finally, I had a moment to check my phone. Both Hendrik and Granddad had responded to my texts and photos. Trying to put this experience into words seemed almost impossible. To be honest, I was too tired to try,
So all I did was send more photos with big smiley faces and heart emojis. No sooner than I had put my phone down, my doorbell rang.
Room service.
I opened the door and the waiter set my dinner out by the pool. He then smiled and quietly walked out. Yet another amazing dinner of spiced meats, fresh vegetables, and beautiful desserts. After I let my food digest, I slipped into my swimsuit and waded into the pool. Laying my head back, I let my body float. The clear night was spectacular. Stars, a warm breeze, and the smell of gardenias. I was in my happy place. Tomorrow was the morning television show with Mr. Pratama, so I cut my pool time short, showered, and went to bed. Weyon and Mr. Pratama were both at the car when I exited the hotel. "Good morning, Miss Evie," Weyon greeted.
"Good morning. I'm sorry if I kept you waiting," I told Mr. Pratama.
"No, Evie. I needed to pick some paperwork up here, so I asked Weyon to bring me over early. You are right on time. Is everything to your liking?"
"Mr. Pratama, this hotel and the service are heavenly. Thank you."
"Wonderful. So are you ready to be on television?"
"Ready as I'll ever be,"
I said with a smile, while trying not to freak out. During the ride, Mr. Pratama gave me a bit more information about the television show, the audience, and what to expect. I knew he was trying to ease my mind, but I got more nervous than I had hoped.
We had 20 minutes before going on air, so I asked to be excused to use the ladies' room.
Thankfully, no one else was in there, which allowed me to speak freely to myself.
"Evie, pull yourself together. Remember, you manifested all of this. Enjoy it."
I looked in the mirror and witnessed firsthand how my face changed when I was anxious. No wonder Hendrik and Tatum were always reminding me to smile. It was time I got back, so I looked at myself one last time, gave myself a smile, and took a deep breath. Within half an hour, the interview was over, and we were heading back out to the car.
"So, Mr. Pratama, how did I do?"
"Wonderful, Evie. You did a fantastic job."
I smiled. "Would you tell me otherwise?"
"Yes, Evie, I would. Why do you ask?"
"Because I don't really remember any of it. It felt like I went blank. But I know my mouth was moving, and they were nodding their heads, so I guess what I said made sense."
"How interesting. You sounded perfect, and you had a very pleasant smile on your face. Nice job. I will ask the studio to send you a clip for your records."
"Thank you. That would be great."
"Actually, I will get Niputu to get you the print article, radio interviews, and television clip."
After Weyon drove us directly back to my hotel, Mr. Pratama waved goodbye, telling me, "Have a wonderful time sightseeing, and I will see you again tomorrow." When I got back to my room, I noticed it was only 9 o'clock in the morning. I had a few hours before I met Ni Kadek and Nyomin for sightseeing, so I relaxed and lounged in the pool. I couldn't tell if I was tired because of the travel, time difference, or always talking about myself. It all took so much out of me. Floating, hearing the muffled sounds of the water around my ears, I wondered, why is it so easy to be in the moment here? Because you are relaxed, open, and know that you are cared for.
That is so true. I wish I could feel the same way back at home. You can.
How?
By relaxing, being open, and knowing that you are cared for.
Yes, but I don't live in a hotel and have a driver at home.
No, but if you know you are always cared for, life could be as easy. Live in your heart, not in your head.
With my backpack on and my favorite running shoes, I felt more like myself. I arrived out front with a few minutes to spare before Ni Kadet and Nyomin arrived. Looking around the lobby, I noticed a small gift shop, so I popped in to see if I could grab a few souvenirs.
You may want to wait until you visit the Ubud Market,
I heard someone say. When I turned around, I saw Ni Kadek standing there.
Evie? Yes, Ni Kadek, so nice to see you. Thank you for taking the time to show me around. Where is Newman? Waiting in the car. We should go, as there is a lot to show you.
Wonderful. Welcome, Evie. Newman greeted me as I got in the car. We have a busy afternoon plan. Are you ready? I grinned. Definitely. Our first stop was the Tegalalang rice terraces. The lush green steps or terraces didn't look real. It was as if they were a plush carpet, just waiting to be rested upon. Next was the monkey temple. It was everything that people said. We could only walk around the outside, though, as the temple interior was closed to the public. Nevertheless, the monkeys truly stole the show. Everywhere you looked, there they were. I had a wonderful vision of seeing Asia sitting on the ground playing with a group of monkeys. Close to the monkey temple was the Ubud Market. Now that was where I did some damage. The colorful fabrics, wood carvings, and rattan bags would all make wonderful gifts and souvenirs. Our last stop of the day was to the Tamen Ayun Temple. Ni Kadek and Yeoman considered the architecture and temple gardens to be the most attractive in all of Bali. It was an amazing ending to an equally amazing day. As we approached the hotel entrance, I gave a sigh of relief. Ni Kadek laughed.
Had enough?
Yes, I surrender. That was a wonderful whirlwind tour. We tried to show you the most popular spots, hoping it will make you want to return, Newman admitted. Oh, I definitely want to come back. My fiancé and I said this would make a wonderful honeymoon spot. Please let us know if you return. We would love to host you again. Thank you both for your hospitality. And please, if you are ever on the east coast of the United States, let me know so you can visit my island, Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, we have heard of that island. Thank you.
When I was out of the car, I waved goodbye, then slowly walked into the hotel. My backpack was heavier than when I had left, and I was tired. But I had a smile on my face. Back in my room, I unloaded, showered, ordered room service, and then I went through the many photos of my day. Wow, what a life I have. And you created it. My last full day in Bali was filled with remaining magazine interviews with Mr. Pratama. All went well, and I finally felt comfortable with my and the painting's story. On the ride back to the hotel from the last interview, Mr. Pratama asked,
Would you like to join me for dinner? We have a traditional Balinese dance demonstration that I would love for you to see.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Great. I have some work to do here at the hotel, so I will meet you at the restaurant in an hour.
Dinner, company, and the traditional dance demonstration filled my heart with joy. The beauty of the dance, the flavors, smells, and colors gave me a sensory overload. By the time I fell into bed, I was already asleep. Then the next morning, Wayan met me outside of the hotel and loaded my bag into the car. For as much as I had enjoyed this trip, I did long to get back home. I missed the island, seeing Granddad, and speaking with Hendrik. It was time to go back home.
I hope you enjoyed your visit.
Wayan, I did. Thank you for all of your help. It was a trip that I will never forget.
I hope you will come back.
I plan to. Actually, I will. I just declared it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Healing Words Customized Meditations. Written for you and only you. To learn more, visit www.healingwords.online. Reminder, being in the moment is easier
when you are relaxed, open, and know that you are cared for. Live in your heart, not in your head.